So a couple weeks after we launched the Baltimore banner, I woke up to a text message from my sister, Mia, who's here today. She had seen a post in her neighborhood next door that someone had been walking their dog in... So my sister let me know that she saw a post from someone who had been walking her dog in Wyman Park along Stony Run and had found an old casket. So the moment I saw this, I jumped out of bed. I called my editor, Norm, who's also here today, and he said, go for it. And I raced down to Wyman Park, which I know very well because I lived right next to it when I was in college and spent many nights there doing stuff. And I also lived there when I was first married to my husband, Chris, and we had our first child who took some of his first steps in Wyman Park. So I knew my way all around the woods. I'm looking there, hiking. It was a beautiful July day, and I'm looking for this casket, and I'm about to give up because this is just so weird. And then I finally see it in this greenery right by the side of Stony Run, this old casket. And it's one of those, like, Dracula-style pointy caskets, kind of small. It looked like it was just the right height for me. And it was made of this old wood, and there's a lid, and there was a name plaque on it. Exhibit A. In fact, this is the only exhibit that said Matilda Lorenz died July 26, 1882, aged 18 years, 2 months, and 1 day. Now, this was a really good mystery, and I love a good mystery. So I camped out there, I called Norm, told him all about it, called my sister, probably called a bunch of other people who are here today, took notes, took pictures, started writing a story, waited, hoping someone would come by and I could interview them. Nobody showed up, just a lot of dragonflies. It was a really pretty day. So I went back to the newsroom, started writing my story, and this being Smaltimore, a former neighbor of mine called me up from the casket, FaceTimed me, and was like, hey, I'm here right now, and I think there's someone here you might want to interview. And it was so it was the only time I've interviewed someone via FaceTime. And it was someone who knew a lot about wood, who said, some of these screws are more modern. They're the Phillips screws. So those were invented in 1930-something. So it's not really from 1882. So it was a fascinating fact. So I write this story, and all of Baltimore just chimed in with their thoughts and their opinions and started doing research, and people found out there was a real Matilda Lorenz who lived in Baltimore in the late 1800s, but she did not die at age 18 years, 2 months, and 1 day. So I write this story. I go back the next day. There'd been a big storm. The casket was kind of looking a little beat up. It had broken apart in some ways. And I also heard this music. And I am looking around, and then I see in the water, in Stony Run, because this is Baltimore, the land of magical things, there was a bluegrass band just standing in the water. Plunk, 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 plunk. It's called Uncle Baltimore, and they were playing songs about coffins. And they made up a song about Matilda Lorenz on the spot. So I got another story out of it. It was a slow news week. And then the next thing that happened was someone saw the casket leaving Wyman Park and snapped photos, posted them to Reddit. Probably Mia told me this, too. I have to tell you guys, my pro tip for living is to have a big sister because she has really made my life better for many years now. And so someone spotted the casket leaving Wyman Park in the back of a teal pickup truck. So the plot thickens, because we don't know who Matilda Lorenz is, where this casket came from. Was it, did some cemetery belch it out in a storm, or did it come loose from a bank? Did it float down the stream? Was there a ghost wandering around looking for her casket? And now we had a new mystery, which is, where had it gone? So again, this being Smaltimore, another former neighbor called me up and said that yet another former neighbor had it. And it was an artist named Ashley Kittner, who is also here tonight, who makes art out of like sort of ecological themed artwork to call attention to the fact that we're killing the planet, and makes really beautiful artwork. So I reach out to Ashley, and he's like, yeah, it's falling apart. It's just going to get destroyed in the woods. No one else is claiming it. I'm going to take it into my studio and eventually make art with it. So time goes on, and I cover other stories, and I get another great tip from my sister. I promise you, my entire career is not just fin to my sister, but she's pretty great. This is that the Hamden bookbindery chimney is slated for demolition. And this is a problem because migratory chimney swifts roost there during September, and thousands of them roost in this chimney every day. And if you don't know a lot about chimney swifts, which I didn't before this, they don't perch on branches like normal birds. They can only hang like upside down, like kind of like bats. And so they need empty tree trunks or tall chimneys to roost in, and those are harder and harder to find. So if this chimney were to be demolished, it would be pretty devastating for these birds. So I go there on a September day, and with the Baltimore Bird Club, and I watch thousands of these birds swirling around the chimney. And then for like, it's almost as if there's some signal had been given, they start like plummeting down into the chimney, first one and then another and then another, and then they all just swoop down into the chimney, and just like that, they disappear right as the sun is slipping away. So I write the story, and Baltimore being amazing, all sorts of people get involved to save the chimney. The developer changes their plans, and they preserve the chimney. And a couple months pass, and Ashley Kittner reaches out and said, hey, you should come to the open studios at the Mill Center. I think it was right after Thanksgiving. So I go there with my sister, my daughter Alma, who's here today, my other daughter Lucia, and we go up into the Mill Center, and Ashley has a studio there, and his wife Jennifer, who's an artist, also has a studio there. Go up the steps to Ashley's studio, and there's the casket of Matilda Lorenz, and he's turned it into an artwork that shows the Hamden bookbindery chimney and all the chimney swifts swooping into it. So it's still a mystery, but I love mysteries, and I love this story because it's so Baltimore, and it's so weird, and it's like, this is who we are. Like, weird things happen here, magical things happen, we make art out of it, we collaborate, and I think the thing about journalism is that I'm so grateful for it, for all the gifts that journalism has given me. It's given me the gift of being able to listen to people deeply, to explore, to try to solve mysteries, to stand up for people who are being oppressed or treated wrongly, and to make a record of life as I experience it now. So I'm very grateful to journalism. It's also where I met a lot of my best friends. And journalism is also the way that I met my husband, who also used to be at the Baltimore Sun. And we met 15 years ago this summer. I was covering City Hall, which made me angry. And I was covering the mayor's race, which was really stressful. And he was a sports editor, and I would always go stomping by the sports department with my giant iced coffee, arguing with the mayor's spokesman. And little did I know that Chris was really into small, angry women with giant iced coffees. And exactly 15 years ago tonight, on August 27th, on the roof of my apartment, which was next to the old hippo, and was always like, in a rainstorm that was the beginning of a hurricane, we had our very first kiss. Thank you.